Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We're in the final few weeks now of primary school, which means many parents are taking their children out early to head away on a family holiday. There are many reasons why. It's cheaper. It's not as swelteringly hot as it might be in July, and the timing might just suit your life. However, we also know that the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, has said the figures around school absenteeism are hugely alarming. Well, our reporter Maura Fay asked these people in Bettystown in County Meath what their thoughts are about parents taking children out of school during term time to go on holidays.
I don't see the problem with it, especially this time of year now. They do a lot of kind of outdoor activities outside the classroom anyway, so I don't feel like they're missing out on too much if they were to be away for a week.
At this time of year, as long as they haven't been out too much or if they're not struggling academically, personally, I think it's okay, because having, you know, making memories with your family, being, you know, experiencing other cultures, having these kind of meaningful life experiences are all part of growing up, and they're also sometimes more important than what's happening in school that particular week. My children are half Irish, half German, so I've brought them to Germany on occasion during school time as well. Like, I have to weigh it yourself, I think, depending on where your children are at and if they're struggling in school or, you know, what's happening in school at that time. You know, June is not the time when most of the big academic work is happening.
I don't really have an issue. We're not taking our kids out at school this time of year, but we will be taking them out in October, and we're going to go on a family holiday then. It's too expensive to go on midterm, and we shift work, so we don't have the time over the summer holidays, so we'll go in October and we'll take the kids out of school. So I don't have any issue with that. So my kids are 9 and 7. I think it's important for them to have family time with both parents, so that to me is important, and why we take a family holiday during school term. Could save maybe 1,000 or more, and definitely for us, where you know, we don't have the ability to make more money than what we have, so we have to make those choices. And I think the kids absolutely love it, still talk about holidays from their early childhood years, and yeah, I think they'll be fine. It's just a week. It's not going to disrupt their education.
It's just a week. Well, Mary McCarthy, who's a columnist with the Irish Independent, does have an issue with this, and we're going to speak to Mary in a moment. But first, Linda Jones is with us, owner of the Travel Boutique in Bray, and Linda's on the line. Hello, Linda.
Yeah. Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. And we heard one parent there talking about the difference, saying it's about €1,000 in the difference in the cost for her. There's a huge difference, is there?
There is, really. I mean, you're definitely looking 20, 30% more to travel in July and August, the peak months of school holidays, compared to taking them out now. I mean, there are some offers on for the middle of June with significant savings of 30 and 40% on the normal prices. I think it's because we've had such a good spell of weather in the last few weeks that there's some very good bargains to be had this June. Mm-hmm. So it certainly is worth your while missing a week's school.
Well, tell me, are there many people who are opting to go early, and does it compare to the other years? Is it similar to what you would see every June?
Yeah, I think it is very similar, Claire. I think a lot of the schools are actually now working with parents to help them, because a lot of schools have taken the first week of June off so that they can allow families that do need to travel at a cheaper time to get away with their children. You know, they often give them a week in May or June, depending on what way Easter falls, and maybe have a shorter half term in the spring, just to be able to give a few more days at this time of the year. So that can help families.
And do you think it's fair to say that it's not all about the cost, that some families might be going because, and I mentioned this at the start, it's just not as hot in some of the popular destinations?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it is extremely hot in the Mediterranean, particularly places like Greece and Turkey in the July and August time. So it definitely is a factor for a lot of people. You know, that even the adults don't like it to be too hot. And also with work commitments as well, it's just not possible for self-employed people maybe to take time off in the summer if their staff are off and they may have to travel off season. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a few people do it.
And one of
the
other parents who Maura spoke to there in Bettystown mentioned October as another time when people take their children out of school. Are there a couple of other moments during the year where you see a little spike in these term time holidays?
I think that around any of the bank holidays, like the new February one now, if they're only going to miss 4 days of school rather than five, it kind of gives people an opportunity to take an extra few days, or depending what day St. Patrick's Day falls, if it you know, they can incorporate it into the week, just outside of the typical school holidays.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking February time, and you were saying, well, of course, June, because
March and June.
And October as well?
In October as well. I mean, often if people are trying to get away for half term, if they go halfway through the week before, they'll get a better price than waiting until the Friday or Saturday to go. So a lot of people will sort of tag in that last second or third week of October, mm-hmm. you know, to link in with the last week of October when the school holidays are.
Of course, there's plenty of people who wouldn't dream of taking their children out of school. So that means that the peak times over July and August, they're still really busy, aren't they?
They are. It is still incredibly busy. It's just because it's such a short window for a lot of people trying to get their children away without missing school. But I do think it's a very educational thing to do for children. And, you know, as one of the other speakers was saying, you know, that it is something that creates memories and family time, and they can learn a lot being on holidays as well.
Well, that's one view, certainly, Linda. But we're going to get another one now. Linda Jones there from the Travel Boutique in Bray, because Mary McCarthy is with us, columnist with the Irish Independent. Mary, we're already getting plenty of messages on this. I've had one from a teacher, which is interesting. This person says, I'm a mother and a teacher. Take those special family holidays in June. The children will have wonderful memories. They're only young once. Go for it and don't feel guilty about it. What do you say? Mary, are you with us, Mary? Maybe Mary's gone on holidays. She could be gone on a June holiday. Ah, oh, there you are, Mary.
Hi, I'm back. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Did you hear my message there from the mother and the teacher?
I did. I heard it. And obviously, yes, family holidays are very special. But honestly, I just think it's so arrogant, and it's poor role modelling for parents to whip their kids out during term time. Essentially, they're kind of saying, right, there's one rule for us, there's one rule for everyone else. I mean, there's a school curriculum there, you know, there's a system there. And I just think it's kind of setting up the attitude for complacency around attendance. And as you pointed out there, Claire, like, school attendance is getting so much worse. It's actually quite alarming, like, at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think it's a quarter of all primary kids miss a month, and that actually rackets up to 47.8% in kind of more deprived areas or schools.
Yeah, but you know what June is like, Mary, in June, primary school, like, they get no homework. They're on their school tours. They're doing different bits and bobs. It's a bit of crack now for the last 4 weeks. You could really be on a beach in Spain, and you're not going to miss a whole lot.
You say that, Claire, right? But, and I know that that quarter there was a teacher, but I really don't agree. And it's not what I'm hearing from many teachers. Like, my 8-year-old, his teacher sat us down. We went in for an evening before term time, and he said, please don't do it. Don't do it. And it's a year-round thing. It's not just summer holidays, Claire. Like, I'm seeing winter sun, skiing, Disneyland all year round. And he said, look, it's disruptive for the class, right? It's disruptive for your child and for him. And it also erodes that message that school, you know, it's compulsory and the holidays are long enough. Like, he was saying, he said something that really struck with me. He said, look, one of your jobs as a parent is to get across that message to your kids that, you know, when you have to work, you work. And then when you have to play, you play. And there's a time for both. And if you can get that message across to your kids, then, you know, they'll do very, very well in life. And also, there is things going on in June. Like, for instance, you are kind of recapping everything, number one. You're going over everything. And also, school isn't just about the academics. Like, there's the socialisation. As you say, the school trips, that's very important. I went on the school trip 2 weeks ago with my 8-year-old class, and you can see all their learning on a school trip. Like, it's an important part. And, you know, I do feel sympathy. And especially, I think, Claire, as well, with a lot of parents splitting up, that's adding into it, because I think there's two holidays now. So, you know, Yeah, the price just, of it is expensive.
And the price, I mean, even if your circumstance is different and your parents are together, the price is just so prohibitive to go during those peak months of July and August that it might be the difference between having a holiday and not having a holiday.
But is it a given that you go off to Tenerife or you go to Central Parks? Can you not get more creative? I mean, I don't know about you, Claire, but I mean, I didn't have any kind of those, you know, those holidays just didn't exist in my childhood. Could you not? I mean, even do a house swap. I'm hearing more about that. Plan, if you plan in advance, you can get very cheap flights if you plan properly. I mean, do you really need to do something if you can't afford it? And it is very expensive. I wonder now if Linda would be able to shed any light. Would there be any hope of getting in for the Irish Hotel Federation to have a cap or something like that? She was saying like 20-30% more expensive. Could you bring it down to they can't raise their prices more than 10% or something? Uh-huh. Or could you stagger the school year? Like, oh, I live in Brussels, Claire, and it's the French and the Dutch schools. They have different holidays, you know? And so, I mean, and also just teachers and principals, I think they should be unequivocal about this. I think they should talk to parents at the start of the year and say, please don't do it. You know, school is expensive. School is free and it's very expensive to put on. And it just works better if everyone's there every
right.
day.
Well,
you know?
I mean, Linda is still with us. And Linda, yeah. I know you're listening there to that. I mean, maybe it is up to the industry, really, to make the prices more accessible during those peak times.
Yeah, the problem is that it's schools all over Europe have the same sort of holiday. So the demand is there, not just from Ireland. It's from the whole of Europe. So it's very difficult when it's just a short amount of weeks and high demand to get the prices down. You know, a lot of the resorts only have a short season, like May to October, and they just have to make their money when they can.
Mm-hmm. Do you accept that, Mary?
Not really. I mean, for one, like in Ireland, we've got one of the shortest secondary school years, like actually in Europe. Like a lot of, you know, the UK, they get six weeks holiday. So, and yes, okay, everyone wants to take a summer holiday in the summer, you know. Well, it's just not acceptable. I mean, it doesn't, yes, there's more demand, but if you had prices even out the whole year, like, I just think it'd be fairer. And another problem is, Claire, that we have such a we're very unusual in Ireland that we have the primary schools get out a month later or 3 weeks later than the secondary. Mm-hmm. Like all over Europe, it's the same. Secondary and primary are the same. Like in most European countries, you know, the secondary do not get 3 months. I mean, here in Brussels, my kids only get 8 weeks. So, you know, I think in Ireland it is a problem and I think it needs to be addressed.
Okay, just some more listener response to this. So this person says, I'm taking my kids out for 2 weeks in June for a holiday. I don't see the issue. When the school sent a message yesterday saying there will be no formal homework between now and the end of the year. And then the message from the school went on to say, I've attached a grid of suggested activities to complete as an alternative to homework. And the list included colouring, outdoor activities, which this listener says, it all makes sense and it's fine with me. So I'll take my children on holidays and they can do that thing in Spain or France or wherever they're going. So you see, Mary, people feel almost like they have license to do this because the foot comes off the pedal in the schools in June.
Yeah, of course it does, because it's, you know, the nicer weather, the holidays are coming up, but it doesn't mean you can't go to school. Like, Claire, it's actually alarming how many kids feel pressure with schoolwork at secondary level now. And I think it's starting in primary because, and I think school attendance is a huge part of that, because if you miss school, it's like a vicious circle. You know, you miss something and then you feel bad and then you don't get your homework done. And it all stems from, it's just really simple. You start off early, you go to school, unless you're sick, obviously, or some other reason. And there are kids with anxiety, and I'm not talking about them. But you just get that message. And I do think parents, they are eroding it when they take their kids out for 10 days in June. I think they are essentially saying, and look, at school is, you know, it's not, you don't have to go every day. Well, you do, actually. And I think it's important. And you're setting that attitude very early. And then you're heading into secondary where they might think. And also, I've done it. I gave my daughter 2 days off to go to Taylor Swift. And the expectation there, Claire, it just builds very quickly. She wanted another 2 days then for Gracie Abrams. I gave her that. And then I said no more. I could see that she very quickly got used to this idea that, oh, you know, it's easier, cheaper to go to that concert on Wednesday. And I had to quickly nip it in the bud. And it's, you know, parents do impart those attitudes. And they don't even know it, but they are doing
it. I have a message here from a listener who says, my daughter's in secondary school and lots of her peers are taken out of school during term time. It's highly problematic because it makes it harder for teachers to cover the syllabus and it impacts the whole class. Linda, did you want to come back in there again?
Yeah, well, I was just saying, I suppose you just have to be sensible, and it depends on the ages your kids are at, whether they're in exam years. You'll find sixth class students never want to miss their last few weeks of school because they think they'll never see their friends again.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dramatic time. So you just have to kind of play it by ear with your own family circumstance, and do what works for you. I don't think a few days here or there at the start of June or the middle of June and they're back in for their last week of term, I think, is going to do them any harm. You know, they will learn new skills and we get better at swimming and
you see, Mary, you don't agree with that. You know, make your own call on it, because you say, as that listener does, when it comes to secondary school, certainly it does have an impact on the rest of the class. That's your point, or one of your points, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think there's a bit of a nod and a wink about this, and I think that needs to be really addressed, because I think you need zero tolerance. Because if the school attendance comes up, it actually solves so many problems, Claire. And like the kids are special, you know, they might get extra, teaching at school. And, you know, when those parents take those kids out, like it does set back. Like I have a friend who's a special needs assistant and she says, these kids, they go off for a week skiing and it's the same parents who were saying, calling for more resources, you know. So I do kind of feel, you know, a bit of a, oh, it's fine, it doesn't make any difference. But actually, I think it erodes a very, very serious message.
Yeah, another message here. Another message here says, as a parent, I need a holiday too, and I can't afford peak times. And you were saying earlier that we didn't have these holidays, and we didn't growing up, or many of us didn't. But I suppose with both parents out working now in many houses, Mary, the parents do need a break too. And not every parent can afford to pay the extra money that they're going to need to fork out if they wait until July and August.
Yeah, and I think life is a lot more stressful too, isn't it? I think everybody does need a holiday. We all kind of realised during the pandemic when you couldn't travel how much everybody needs a holiday and something to look forward to and to have that special family time.
Okay, well, listen, we'll leave it there, but thank you both. It's a fascinating topic and it certainly is one that there's huge interest in, judging by the number of messages that we're getting in on it this morning. We're going to take a break. Thanks to Linda and thanks to Mary. Back after this.